It's the time of year we start getting some hard data about how the year is shaping up for the 2024 harvest. I'm Mike Davis, and on today's topic, we're talking with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers about that harvest. How's it looking, Commissioner?
Well, you're right, Mike. We got our first report from NASS, and that's the federal folks whose job it is to give us this information. Came out a couple of weeks ago, and bear in mind, these came out before Debbie came into town. So the results probably could be impacted even more after that rainfall event. But, you know, the drought was the big issue, the drought and the heat, and its impact, for the most part, on corn. You know, corn trying to pollinate right through June, and when the heat and the dry weather hit, is just really the timing is going to be seen in these numbers. But for corn, we're looking at 95 bushels an acre. And if your listeners recall, last year we had a record high state average of 150. And now we're dropping off, what, a third of that, and this will be the lowest yield in almost 10 years. So quite an impact. The corn acreage was down already, probably due to markets, and now it's going to be, who knows, with the hurricane, it might be less acres harvested than what we had planted.
How do soybeans look at this time? They came through, Debbie, pretty well, didn't they?
That's right. Being younger, crop in the ground, you know, looking at an average estimate around 38 bushels. For the longest time, state average was 35, so that's above probably the trend line.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what last year's were, but it was a good number, that's for sure. So the later crops like soybeans, peanuts, cotton, fared better through the heat. Now, what the impact is of Debbie, it might have some impact on peanuts mm-hmm. and cotton, depending on what stage peanuts are, since they're underground, and also with cotton being able to get back into the field and work the crop.
The peach harvest, of course, is well underway, and that's looking very good, isn't it?
That's right. Great year for tonnage and a good crop. We've benefited from some of that here in the department with our farmers looking out for us. When they have a great crop, we get some of the leftovers. but 105,000 tons. Going back 15 years or so, just under the largest crop, which was 110,000 tons. So quite an impact. And the markets, I think, held up nicely. The peaches, a lot of times July 4th has a big impact. So we're hoping for a good year for our peach farmers. Watermelons also had a good yield. Markets were a little below average. So some of the summer crops fared well. And then, as we said, the biggest impact is going to be on our corn crop. And we'll have to see, get another report after the impact of Hurricane or Tropical Storm Debbie is factored in.
Good to see the peaches bounce back after that untimely freeze last year really put a dent in the numbers.
That's right. Every year is different with all of our crops. And this is a prime example how some can do well right next to a crop that suffers. So it's just the nature of farming that we work with the resources that Mother Nature and the good Lord gives us and just manage through it the best we can.
Amen. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.